Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? I'm back. Ninja Scroll is back on the soapbox again. If you were just listening to the last broadcast, we cut it off because, you know, I got the little 30-minute joint here. So it's a great time to do it. You do 11:30 to 12, and then your show goes off, and then you can come back on at 12:01 because it's the next day, and I can do another one. So it becomes an hour-long show. So like I said, I'm going to start doing some different types of shows. I'm going to start scheduling stuff and you know, doing shows like I used to. But getting back, if you were listening before to the show, before we shut off and came back on, we were talking about how my girlfriend, her mother is more of a friend than a mom, you know, and we were discussing about how the certain things that were going on. But anyway, I think I was telling a story about something that just happened a couple of hours ago. It was a story of when her mother, like I was telling y'all, was, you know, prostituting herself to make money. And one of the John's wives found out and was calling her phone and sending crazy text messages and stuff like that. So anyway, they ended. The lady was talking about, come over and let's fight. You know what I mean? This is crazy. So my girlfriend's mom is 47 years old, and instead of telling my girlfriend, you know, we're not going to worry about it, she's telling her, come on, let's go meet her. She wants to, they want to meet at the lady's telling them, meet me over here at this store, you know, so we can fight. So her mother says, okay. I'm telling y'all, this is crazy. So she ends up saying, okay, we're going to fight. So I said, they went over there to go fight now. Like I said, I'm over here like, I have your back, babe. That's what I'm saying to her. I have your back. I'll be there for you. You know, I'm on your side. If you're doing the right thing, I'm on your side. If you're doing the wrong thing, I'm not on your side. I want you to understand that if you're doing something wrong, I'm not going to be there to help you get in trouble. My job is to get you out of trouble. My job as your boyfriend is to stop you, or try to stop you at least, or give you good advice, give you good counsel, so that you don't do the wrong things. You know, I'm trying to say, look, babe, don't do that. You know, this is going to happen if you do that, or don't do that. That's not the right thing to do, babe. That's what I'm trying to do. Her mother, on the other hand, is saying, come on, let's go fight. And look, they're friends with one of the cops around here. So you know what her mom says? Text him and tell him that we're doing this. Because he was on duty. The dude was on duty, so they're saying, well, text him. Let him know what's going down so he can come. This is absolutely ridiculous, the stuff that happens in my life, man, and these people, you know, and it's so hard for me to sit back. I think I was saying this before I shut the show off earlier. It's just so hard to sit back here and watch this. You know what I'm saying? It is so hard to sit back here and watch this stuff go on, and I'm like, are you serious? you know what's even funnier? The grandmom lives here too, for right now. Now everybody's moving. Everybody's getting out of here on the third, but the grandmom is here. She's 78 years old. Grandmom is like, I want to go. I'm going to walk with you. She's trying to put her shoes on to go over there with them to go fight. There is something absolutely positively wrong with this family, man. And I know what it is. You know, they don't have Jesus Christ in their life. But the thought process of her mother, and then her grandmother, you know what I'm saying? the thought process of both of them is insane, absolutely insane. You're going to walk your daughter across the street with you, a 28-year-old woman, a 47-year-old woman, are going to go across the street to go fight somebody. Come on. Come on. You're going to go fight some woman because you slept with her man. But now you're going to go fight her. For what? Just let her talk. She upset. She found out. You got busted. He got busted. That's not your problem. That's her and his problem. You see what I'm saying? You just shut it. Just shut up. Block her number. Do whatever you got to do. Just shut up. This is absolutely insane. It's even more insane than just that he wants to fight them. Look, she provided a service. He hired her. You know? Whether he's married or not, that's not her issue. It's his issue. He's the married man cheating. Now, at the same time, though, I can see that, and this is probably the right thing to say, that she shouldn't, of course she shouldn't be prostituting herself. But if it's a married man, I don't know. It doesn't matter if he's married or not. She's wrong either way. The prostitute would be wrong either way in this situation. But the married man is wrong too. And for the woman to want to fight the prostitute over something that she did, she doesn't know if he's married or not. You know what I'm saying? But he know he married. And he know he shouldn't be doing that. So the issue should be more, you know, going against her husband instead of the prostitute. That's what I guess I'm getting at. Even though the prostitute was wrong for doing it, but she was wrong for doing it either way, married or not. And he's wrong for doing it because he's married. And she's wrong for going after the prostitute. She probably did go in on her man. I'm sure she did. But you don't go after the prostitute. You just, he messed that up. He went after her. He hired her. I mean, she's making it seem like that they were having an affair, like she knew that they were married and. You know what I'm saying? And they were just sneaking around, and they had plans to get married and all that stuff, or to divorce you and go run off together. That's not what it was. It was this dude was horny, wasn't getting satisfied by his woman most likely, and decided to go get a prostitute. Now, that's between you, the wife, and him. It's hilarious, man. It really is. Let's see what this is. Yeah, so that's what that's all about. That's why I'm not. I'm not understanding none of that. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. The heck? Yeah, I just think it's dumb for her to think the way she's thinking. It just doesn't make any sense at all, not to me. You know what I mean? So that's my thing, man. That's where I'm at right now. I can't understand the thought process of these people, and it's it's really killing me to sit back here and watch it all go down the way it's going down, you know? I think that's the biggest thing. And it's not easy for me to sit here and watch it happen like this. And I'm trying, you know, I think like what I've been doing lately is a good thing. What I've been doing is I kind of just not gave up on her, but just let her go ahead, go do what you got to do. That's what you want to do. Go do that. Go run the streets, sell your drugs. And, you know, I tried talking to her about her mother getting a job and all that stuff. That doesn't work. Nothing's working. So I'm at the point where I just go ahead. You know, a lot of times I kind of hear her complain because right now they live with me, all three of them right now, until until the third of this month, they're getting out. But this stuff is all like jammed in my living room, you know what I'm saying? And Danielle is always complaining about the living situation, you know? You can't find nothing. Stuff is just packed all over the place and trying to find clues. And don't look at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one that put you in this living situation. I'm not the one keeping you in this living situation. And she's got to realize that her mother is not doing what she's supposed to be doing as a mother till this day. She's still not. She left you when you were 14 years old. So 14 years ago, your mother was 33 years old, and she walked out on you. And so 14 years ago, your mother did the wrong thing and walked out on you and left you, okay? So she was gone from you for 14 years, from, I'd say, 13, 12 years maybe. I think they got back together like 2 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like Daniel was like 26 or something like that, 25, 26 or 24, whenever when her mom, after 24, I think it was, when her mom came back in her life. So for 10 years, your mother was gone and left you for 10, 11 years. Did the wrong thing then, left you 10, 11 years, comes back and does the wrong thing still. I can't even look at this woman anymore. I'm trying my hardest to bite my tongue, not to say things, you know. Like here I am on the radio. My show is, you know, uncensored, unfiltered, and all that. But, you know, in front of her, I try to be filtered. I try to censor myself because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I really don't want to hurt her feelings. You know? I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to smash her. But it's incredibly stupid the way that this woman thinks and the things that she's doing. You know, to go away, to leave your daughter, you know, for 10 years, come back into her life when she's 24, 25 years old, start shooting drugs up with her and snorting heroin and smoking coke and all this stuff. And then, you know, going through all that, and you do that for 2 years, and she gets locked up for, I guess she got locked up for 2 years. So, yeah, she came back when she was 24, I believe, got locked up for 2 years, got out at 26. And that's when I met her. And so she lost her mother for another 2 years, and then her mother, you get back together, and they're back to knowing drugs again. And now her mother is still, my whole point is, this woman has been making bad choices since she was for her daughter. I know she's been making bad choices, you know, from what I've heard and from the people that I know that know her. When she was younger, she made bad choices then too. But this woman has been making bad choices for her daughter and in regards to her daughter for all of these years. And to come back into her life and to continue making these bad choices, I just can't understand that. Do you see what I'm saying? She left her. That was a bad choice. 10 years later, she comes back, does drugs with her. That's a bad choice. girl gets locked up because of the stuff she's doing. Gets out of jail. Comes back to her mom. Mom is doing drugs with her. Girl goes to the hospital. Almost dies from a heart attack. Gets out. Gets back with her mom. Mom does drugs with her. Mom never gets herself together. Mom never gets a place to live for them. Mom never gets a job. Living in the streets. Living in abandoned houses. Hotel hopping. Living in the woods. Sleeping in grass. Sleeping in paths. Sleeping in woods and leaves. And mom makes mistakes still. You know, I'm trying. I'm really trying to understand, I guess you could say. I can't. I know that the mother of my kids wouldn't do stuff like this. You know why I know that? Because she didn't. She didn't do stuff like this, you know? So that's how I can say, you know, that wouldn't happen, because it didn't happen. I just want her mother to grow up, get a job, get a place, and take care of her daughter. I want Danielle to go to whatever program she has to go into, because they're going to these clinics now to try to get off the drugs or whatever, stay off the drugs. But I want them to go to the clinics. I want her to go to her group sessions. I want her to go see her counselors. I want her to get into this Mommy and Me program that she's talking about, because she has a son. She already lost one son, and she has another son who's 4 years old, and he's been taken from her. Luckily, they gave him to her aunt, so it's going to be, you know, fairly easy for her to get him back. But she has to get into these programs. She has to start doing the right things. And it just doesn't seem like it's happening. And a lot of it is because a mother. A lot of it is because of her mother. So I don't know. I'm just... I'm really, really, you know, not feeling any of this anymore. It's hard for me to digest. It's hard for me to sit back and watch. I just wanted to do the right things, and then I wanted to take good counsel. I wanted to listen to what I'm saying and other people that are good people around her are saying. You know? That's all I want. Just start doing the right thing. That's all I want. Just do the right thing. And I don't see it happening. I don't. I don't know. It's a tough situation I'm in. It really is. Really tough situation. I don't know, like, where I'm going with this. where I'm going with her. I do feel like it's a lost cause sometimes. But at the same time, I feel like if I leave her, that I'm not saying I'm some type of Superman or anything, but I just feel like if I was to leave her, she would definitely go back to what she was, because she's changed a lot. But she would definitely go back to where she was and possibly even die. Because it's like the support that she needs right now is me. I'm the only one that she pretty much has like any type of real support, you know? And, that's just where we're at. She doesn't have no real support. Because her mother definitely is not any type of support. Her mother's not any type of support at all. It's not easy at all. Not. So I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? If you're listening and you have any advice or anything, any comments, questions, anything like that, hit me up, man. Facebook, message me, you know what I'm saying? Inbox me on Facebook or hit me up on my email, which is theemusic1@gmail.com. You know, I think that and you can ask me if I care about it, yes. Yes, I do care about her. I care about her a lot. Am I, like, in deep love with her? No. I can say that because you know, I'm looking for a certain type of woman. I'm looking for a good, godly woman, and she's not right now. And I'm hoping that I can talk to her and witness to her. But you know, that's not a good way to do it either. With the saving somebody, I can't save her. She's gotta wanna be, she's gotta wanna change. She's gotta wanna be that person. And I know that right now she looks at me and she said, he's always been there for me and he loves me and I need, she says herself that she needs me. You know, I know that. It's more of a need thing than a want, I believe. I don't know. It's a hard topic, I guess you could say. It's a hard thing to talk about. If you ask me if I love her, I can't say I'm in love with her. I can say I love her, but not in love, you know, but to where I would do anything for this woman. Right now, I just want to help her because I see she has nobody to help her, nobody in that family whatsoever. And I met pretty much not everybody, but a big percentage of her family members, from cousins to aunts, uncles, you know, nieces and stuff like that. I've met quite a few. And from what I met of them, I tell you, she has no support, man. And her mother included, grandmother included, no support. Her mom can't support her because her mom's in the same boat as her. So both boats are sinking. So you can't have two. It's like, you can't have two sinking boats and one support the other one because the other one is sinking too. That's not support. Danielle says that that's her support. She can't be a support because she's sinking. It's unstable support. It's not a support. It can't support. She can't support you. She's not stable. And her grandmother is just a piece of dirt. She's just constantly kicking her in the back, constantly telling her she can't make it, she can't do this, she can't do that. Over and over and over and over. That's all I hear. And that's all I see. I just swallowed. I'm sitting outside. I think I swallowed some type of gnat or something. I don't know if I got it. This is not. But that's all. That's all it's about. It's all about, you know. Excuse me one second. I'm thinking it was a spider or something because I knew it was a spider web. I was sitting back in the woods earlier and I had a spider web wrapped around me, so maybe it sucked in me. Excuse me. Anyway, like I said, there's no support, man. There's no support at all for her, and it's a shame because she's a good person. She wants to do right. But it's just not easy for her to do right because of the people that surround her and the living conditions that she's in, the situation she's in. So all she knows is what she's doing right now. And, you know, if a mother would get herself together, that would help so much because she would feel like she's, you know, mom is good, you know. So I can let my mom go. Because I know she doesn't feel that way. Man, whatever that is, it's like trying to mess me up. I gotta stop coughing. Oh man, sorry about that, y'all. But it wasn't too bad for you. Whatever I swallowed, like it's in my throat. I'm trying to get it out. But we got 90 seconds left, so I'm just going to go ahead and end the show here and try to sneak back into the house. But I thank you guys for listening. And, you know, we'll come back and do it again in a couple of days. Like I said, I'll start to put together a program where I'm doing it weekly or, you know, a couple of days a week. I'll get some guests to call in. We'll do some interviews. And go from there. But thank you guys for listening. You know, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll talk to you later. Peace and God bless.